Sharon Osbourne has some serious words about the toxic work culture at NBC and one of the most popular shows on TV, actually. We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, I never thought we would see the day, but Willie Nelson, at the age of 86, has quit smoking cannabis.
Which,
I always thought it would work in the reverse, that you would like start doing those things around the age of 86 because
exactly.
You're like, look, I live this long. Yeah. Now, he was known for using pot for 65 years.
I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days. I've mistreated myself since I was this big. You know, I started out smoking cedar bark and went from that to cigarettes or whatever, and that almost killed me. I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself today than I did then.
Sounds like it.
He was basically always smoking something, like cedar bark. When I Googled smoking cedar bark, like, it doesn't even look like it's a thing. I don't think anybody else does it. He just did.
He literally smoked trees.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, good for him for taking care of himself now, and I guess it just goes to show that it's never too late.
I guess, yeah.
Take care of your health.
I mean, I'm almost disappointed in him.
Why?
The cannabis community lost a leader.
Well, I don't know. That's what he's known for. I couldn't name a Willie Nelson song to save my life, but I can tell you he smokes a lot of weed.
You've got to let people grow and evolve. He did smoke a lot of weed.
That's true.
No longer.
Did.
All right, Sharon Osbourne is speaking out about the toxic work culture at NBC. So, of course, she was one of the judges back in the day on America's Got Talent. And the reason that, I know you've seen this online already, the reason that many people are speaking up about this right now is because Gabrielle Union was taken off the show. She was a judge as well. And she says it's because she spoke up about her concerns over specific incidences and a really toxic environment there. This is what Sharon Osbourne has to say about that.
It is a boys' club, and the boys take care of each other, and the women are not paid as much as the men. I just go back to Simon's shows, X Factor. Every time it came on, different little girls, there was him, L.A. Reid, who's an older man, and in between them was Demi Lovato and Britney Spears. The guys looked like two high rollers in Vegas who picked up a couple of kids. They looked like dirty old men beside these two little girls.
Yeah.
Oh. NBC can kiss my...
She called them dirty old men. She said that to their faces too. She's like, no, I told them they look like dirty old men next to Demi Lovato and Britney Spears, who are kids. Now, even Howard Stern is weighing in on this. He was also a judge on that show. Yeah. And this is what Howard Stern had to say. We all know Howard Stern. He said, how is it that Simon Cowell has orchestrated this? He sets it up that the men stay no matter how ugly they are, no matter how old they are, no matter how fat they are, no matter how talentless they are. But what he manages to do on all his shows is he constantly replaces the hot chicks with hotter chicks and younger chicks, which is obvious. He said this is the ultimate example of a boys' club. What do you think of that?
I think Howard Stern has been Howard Stern by calling girls chicks first and foremost. Yeah, that's Howard Stern.
He's grown a lot, but yeah, definitely needs to work on that.
Yeah, but he's still got some Howard in him. I don't know. I mean, I never thought about this with X Factor and Simon Cowell until all this came out last week. And all of a sudden, it's you're seeing all these signs that have been there for so long.
Yeah, and it's an example of something that happens in so many industries. We've all seen there. I guarantee you've worked in an environment that has been like that,
too. I'm sure I have, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So good for them for speaking out. And it really does show with Gabrielle Union. We're in a place right now where we're still, when people do speak out about this, they're sort of seen as the difficult ones.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to take a little bit of time before these people get their ducks in a row. And NBC says, like, we're working, we're investigating. So hopefully they do make some changes, because there are it's just celebrity after celebrity putting their hand up saying that it is a very toxic place to be and a toxic place to work.
And it sounds like it's all Simon Cowell for the most part.
He's just on one show, though. He owns the show. There are many shows there, so there are many bosses above him. And
okay.
So it's definitely not only Simon Cowell. He's just a part of it, for sure. All right, so I'm Nikki. That is your Viz. And coming up, we need you to end Sam's winning streak with Are You Smarter Than Sam? I'm telling you. Put my foot down.
We're getting to 2 weeks,
I think. Don't say numbers. We don't need to.
Sorry.
It's been too long. Way too long. You can win $100 to spend at Restaurant Table 51, okay? We're going to play in 6 minutes. CeeLo Green up first on The Beat.